So we'll turn then to agenda paper 17, which is the work in progress paper. And you'll see that, again, we've divided this into three sections: ongoing issues, which have not been discussed at this particular meeting. So we have the issues to do with definition of a business, recognition of deferred tax for a single asset in a corporate wrapper, and our issue relating to cash flow and classification. And we also have, yes, those are the three ongoing issues that we have. And we've given you an update as to the progress made on those. And each of those we're expecting to bring to either the next meeting or the one after. We have one issue that is on hold at the moment, which is the issue to do with inventories and the long-term prepayments for inventories and whether interest should be accreted on those. And that is being just held for the moment, pending progress on the revenues project. But given the progress that has been made on the revenues project, we are currently expecting to bring a paper to the November meeting on that particular issue. And then that leaves us with new issues that we've received submissions on and on which we've done a certain amount of preparatory work already. We have four issues that fall into that category. An issue to do with legal right of set-off. Second item to do with protective rights and continuous assessment of control under IFRS 10. Third item to do with the accounting for a mandatory purchase of non-controlling interests. So in situations where securities law requires someone obtaining a controlling interest to also make an offer to non-controlling shareholders for remaining interests. And then finally, the fourth one is looking at disclosure requirements in connection with an entity's assessment of going concern. And so with all of these, there's a certain amount of work being done so far, including outreach to national standard setters and securities regulators. And with each of these, we are aiming to bring papers on these to the next committee meeting. The submissions for those four new items are included in this paper. Are there any questions on any of those items?
A question on the income tax item that's one of the continuing items. Wondering if there's anything that's been holding up bringing that back to us. Is there outreach ongoing that we're waiting for responses to? Or
no, that's largely sort of staff resources okay. on that.
Andrew?
Just looking at the going concern item, I guess I'm a bit concerned that we're trying to move mountains here. I think we can provide help and guidance on what the existing disclosure requirements mean and how they should be applied and perhaps even improved. But if I read the potential scope of what we're looking at here, we're actually going to the heart of what is a going concern or not. And that, I'm not quite sure, I mean, that's a big topic, and I'm not sure that's a topic for this committee, or Justice Committee, certainly.
Indeed. I would agree with everything you've just mentioned. I think we can look at and should be looking at the requirements for when disclosures are need to be given and whether there should be clarification made about those, but about the broader issue about when is an entity a going concern or should be assessed as being a going concern, I'd agree that's a broader issue, and it's likely that our assessment in the papers will include a recommendation that the board should look at that as part of its project on the conceptual framework.
Right, so when we say in this summary here, In particular, is the phrase ability to continue a going concern intended to simply mean that the entity will not need to liquidate? You don't think we're going to be addressing that question?
That is the question that's been submitted. So we certainly need to consider it. But as I say, personally, I don't think that this committee is going to be able to answer that question.
No. My tentative view would be to agree with it.
Any other questions or comments? Well, if I can just ask that, you know, if you've got relevant experience that you would like to share with us as we're working towards preparing those papers for the November meeting, please do contact us and share those experiences or insights with us so that we can feed that into the paper.
Joanna?
The only thing, just a thought now because I forget about it, the protective rights one, you might want to consider actually talking to some people in the public sector, so in relation to the IPSASs, because protective rights are quite prevalent there, just in terms of how and if they deal with those.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody knows what the dinner plan is for those of you who are going to dinner? I assume we'll have maps or something for people?
We will. Now, it's 4:45 now. I would say if we meet downstairs at 5:30, it'll take us, obviously, 10, 15 minutes to walk there. So if that's agreeable with everybody.
Will we have a map? Will we have a map?
Yeah, we'll make sure there's maps downstairs.
9:00 tomorrow morning?
Nine
we stand adjourned.